Here's the thought I'll title, So-Called Decorative Arts. You know, that's a term I don't hear much anymore. People don't often use the term decorative arts, at least not as applied to photography. But curiously enough, I have a whole bunch of older photography books, just curiosities that I've collected from the turn of the century, that is to say in the 1900s, that often use the term decorative art when they're talking about photography. And I find that a curiosity. So, just in case you're not familiar with the term decorative arts is defined in Wikipedia with this text. Decorative arts are crafts focused on designing and creating objects that are both beautiful and functional, such as ceramics, furniture, textiles, and glassware. They differ from fine arts, which are primarily created for aesthetic appreciation and without a functional purpose. So, with that in mind, why were photographs originally referred to as decorative arts, a term that's now fallen out of favor with photographers? The only thing I can figure is it has to do with the fact people used to take pictures of their loved ones, put them in small frames, and have them displayed on the dresser or maybe on the mantle above the fireplace or the nightstand or the desk. So they were functional in the sense that they had the function of surrounding ourselves by our loved ones. That's not really the same thing as a fine art, although it could be. I mean, George O'Keefe and Alfred Stieglitz, or Harry Callahan photographing Eleanor, his wife, over all those years. Those are definitely fine arts. But I can see where there's a functional aspect of family snapshots in a frame on display for everybody to see that's not fine art. And that has me thinking, what else could we do with photography that would be a little more functional, but still leak over into the area of fine arts? I know I'm probably prejudiced in my thinking here, but the first thing that comes to mind are things like chapbooks, or this new little project I've started called Field Notes, where I'm combining a photograph with maybe a little bit of poetry or a touch of philosophy or a memorable quote or even just an observation about life. That's not really functional in the sense that, you know, it's not going to butter your toast or it's not going to hold your toothbrush in the bathroom. But I think functional, if we can expand the definition a little bit, there is a place for photography to do something more than just say, here's a pretty picture, or here's a family member or someone we care deeply about. In some sense, maybe not very centric, definitely off in the corners, there's a place for photography to do something that's halfway between being a pretty picture and something else, and that almost always is going to require a combination of image and text. Since I did that Made of Steel project way back in the 1990s, I've been particularly sensitive to image and text, and maybe that's what's got me thinking about this, is what if a photograph and a little bit of text combined together to do something more than simply become a pretty picture on display, a bit of decor on the wall? Seems to me like there's some potential there. I immediately think of the Griffin and Sabine series by Nick Bantock, where he combined beautiful drawings and paintings with a story that was more or less a little novel spread over three books. It was beautifully done. It was functional in the sense that it kind of had moving parts, and reading those books became an interactive thing. His artwork wasn't just pictures on the wall. I love pictures on the wall, but I continue to think that maybe there are some things to do with photography that are not that. And through things like folios and chapbooks, maybe I've sort of started to drift in that area, but I still think there's more to explore. I'll keep you posted.
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.